The more sati you have, the more you see. Yeah? If you have little sati, you don't see anything, then it seems all right, yeah? And if you have more sati, you say, wow, where are all these things coming from? Huh? So how is your samadhi? Yeah. Is it okay? You get into a state where there are no thoughts? Huh, see. And it's very difficult in that state, it's very difficult, you know, to see your chitta. I mean, you have to be completely still, you know, in order to see what is going on in the chitta. I mean, in the chitta, there are intentions are born there all the time. And you see that. But if you still have thoughts, you know, this is just like wanting to hear the birds singing, you know, while there's a thunder. Thoughts are very noisy, yeah? Like an engine in running, yeah? So you don't see anything, even if you look at it. The only thing what you can see is, you know, if your heart is calm. Yeah? But you don't see what is going on inside the chitta. So don't fool yourself. Get calm, you know, I mean, and why you're still thinking? After 20 years of practice, why are you still thinking? Why can't you keep your mind, yeah, calm? That's a question you should ask yourself, yeah?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years, yeah.
44.
Yeah, I mean Anapanasati, yeah? How long did you do that?
Can I ask a question about knowingness? Because when you always explain sati as knowingness, you mean like knowing what is going on, or knowing, or being not knowing this, but actually knowing something, right? Not just knowing on its own. You have to know something, right?
Yes, you can know on your own.
Really?
Yeah.
In Apana Samadhi, maybe only.
Yes. Okay. Yes, only in Apana Samadhi.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, what is normally knowing. This is knowing that your breath goes in and out, even if you can't feel it anymore. Or the Buddha is still in your heart, repeating that. Knowing that there's a sense input, knowing this and knowing that. Yeah. But not in the sense of knowing of the world. Yeah.
It's knowing but without thoughts or something like that.
Right? Yeah, knowing there, without thoughts. Knowing without proliferation.
And that is sati, which is not the usual worldly kind of attention or whatever, or focusing.
Yeah, I mean mindfulness, I mean, first of all, you know, when you take the word apart, you know, it's your mind is full, yeah? And most of the time, you know, if it is real mindfulness, it is full of one thing, yeah? But sati is mind emptiness.
But there's still something. You have sati of something, right?
Yeah, sure. You always have sati of something. You know, I mean, you know that there's hearing, I mean, you know that there's sound, you know there's seeing, you know there's feeling, that you know that there's touching, yeah? But you don't proliferate, you don't think about it, and you don't analyze it, and you don't evaluate it. So sati does not judge if it is good, if it is bad, if it is this, or if it is that. Sati just knows, yeah? But we most of the time we don't catch it because our proliferation already stopped. Yeah? What is the noise? Is it a rat? Is it, you know, just a gecko? Or is it a snake? Yeah? Or is it fire? Or what is it? Yeah? I mean, you hear something and you don't know what it is. Then your memory comes in. Yeah? And then you see, I mean, tries to make association with what you've heard of. Known previously, and then it finds, you know, it finds a match, you know, that is 70%, and then it takes that match for reality. And then you put your flashlight out and look what it really is, and then you see your match was wrong. That's how you see. I mean, it doesn't know. This knowingness of the world, you know, it just makes assumptions of anything.
So no sati is like lack of action or lack of just kind of,
yeah, in a delirium. Yeah. You're just completely drunk, yeah. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Sometimes sati comes up of certain things that you didn't really intend, but you can all of a sudden feel your hand is moving, right?
Yeah. So of course you intended it, but you were not aware of it. I mean, sati is also this awareness, being aware that your hand starts to move, being aware that you have an intention to move your hand.
Okay.
And being aware that you have the intention, you know, of thinking something. That's sati. Uh-huh. It goes so deep, you know. I mean, that's why most of the people don't know what is sati. They know, you know, they know mindfulness. Ah, yeah, I'm doing this, yeah. But sati knows, you know, if before the hand moves, it knows it. Before there is a thought, you know, sati knows that. It wants to think, yeah. And you say, so what, yeah? And then this intention doesn't, yeah? Just like this propaganda minister, you say, okay, yeah, I want to think. And you say, no, I don't. These thoughts, you know, you should kick them out. Worry about future, worry about happenings that don't never come or never occur. Yeah? What is really, really, Michelle, you know, get a handle on your thoughts. Yeah? Huh? Otherwise I really speak on it, John. Yeah? Worry, 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 worry. You know, where does worry come from? Thoughts. Huh? We talked about thoughts. Yeah? Get rid of your thoughts and there are no more worries, there's no more future. There's no more thought. And you will feel happy and comfortable. And there's no complaint about this or complaint about that. I mean, I told you so often, all of you, the teaching of Lungda Mahaboa is open your eyes, open your ears, of sati, to see what is going on. Now we run in programs. This has to be done. This has to be done like this. Now I have to do this. Now I have to do that. I mean, constantly in the future and the past. Huh? That's not the training of Lungta. No, here, see. Yeah? If you don't know how to do things, look how others do it. Huh? Look how the women do it, you know, and then go for it. But we can't do that. Huh? Especially when we come from the West. Huh? We have our ideas, we learn it one time, you know, and then we get our ideas, how it is done, huh? And then we get stuck. Huh? That's not Nibbana. That's not the unconditioned. Huh? Got it? Huh? Whatever happens, happens. You know? I mean, if you have an open mind to what happens, you know, then we have no problems at all. But if you don't have, if our mind is constantly closed, I have to do this or I have to finish this, yeah? I mean, that's not the unconditioned. We are not free. And we make lots of mistakes. Lots of mistakes. Just being, yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful. I mean, what's but I know it's a hard training. Yeah. It's tough, yeah. You go through hell if you do it, yeah. Took Lungta five days, you know, to stop thinking. Took me 1 year. Probably it takes you one lifetime. But I was, I was determined. Yeah? I mean, of course, I was still working, so I mean, it was more difficult. If you want something, you can do it.